Good morning, just after 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on here. So we had a busy weekend. I wanted to ask you, how did the Airstrip attack go?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. So it started out a little sketchy because there was a lot of rain Saturday morning, so they weren't able to get set up like they wanted to efficiently, effectively, early in the morning. And actually, they had their sound system all set up, and the wind shifted, blew the tent down. The rain came down and ruined their sound system. Oh. So they had a spare that they said was the original sound system back when they first started. They pulled it out of the truck and used it, and it worked somewhat beautifully considering the situation. But they had close to probably 110, 115 drivers from all over the country, and top speeds were incredible. So they had their top 10 drivers all drove over 200 miles an hour, and the top speed was 230.77 black Lamborghini. Hit that speed early in the morning on Sunday, and yeah, they were very, very pleased with the fast cars. So this was the fourth year they've been in Independence. Of course, the Chamber supports the event, so I've been out there every time. And I've always seen fast cars, and I've seen a few break 200, but not this many break 200. They were flying down the runway, half-mile trap speed, side-by-side drag racing. And then on top of that, they had motorcyclists that were racing as well. And one of our locals, Paul Lemon, who actually I saw yesterday as he was out doing his plumbing business, but what he likes to do on the weekend is race motorcycles, he and his wife. And I watched Paul go 187 when I was out there, but he told me that his top speed over the weekend was 193. His wife went 187, Becca, and his fastest speed on that Kawasaki motorcycle has been 212 when he was in Arkansas, and the track was a mile long, so he was able to get going even faster, which is crazy. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
So, yes.
Well, and my car speedometer only goes to 85, so okay. I can't fathom that.
That's right. But it was a lot of fun. They were very pleased. We had a lot of people out there from around the area, so it was definitely had an economic impact on the community, the county. Actually, there were people staying in the hotels in Coffeyville, so it was a great event. I was out at the airport yesterday, and the airport manager said there were at least 6 airplanes that flew in for the event and stayed to watch it. So
great.
It's a big deal.
Fantastic.
Went very, very well.
Appreciate that report, Lisa. So we got some stuff coming up here.
Okay.
Got some guests to get on, but first we've got a lot of announcements and that sort of thing as usual.
We do. And I haven't mentioned this in a while, so I will, because I want to make sure that people are aware of the meals that are available. It's the summer months, and I'm going to talk about summer lunch program, but it's the summer right now, and there are a lot of kids that are home and emptying the refrigerators. Parents are probably struggling to keep groceries in the house. And so I thought it would be worth mentioning the 3 meals that we have in our community. They're dinner time meals that families or individuals might benefit from. So every Tuesday, so that would be tonight at the First Christian Church, 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner. And these are carryout meals from 5 to 5:30, so you can swing by and pick up a meal if that would help you out. Every Wednesday, the Baptist Church also sponsors a meal. They're at 220 South Penn Avenue. They have a free community meal that I believe you can eat in the church with them. 5:45, dinner is served. And then every Thursday, all the local churches go together to support CUF, Community United Feeding Friends, and that's at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And this meal is carry out as well, starts at 6 o'clock. They serve, you know, anywhere between 130, 140, 150. I mean, lots of people are participating in these free meals. So that might be something that would be helpful for young families that have kids at home during the summer. Also wanted to mention it's Tuesday, so we have recycling. And recycling dates and times are going to be changing, but I'm not even going to talk about it because if I do, that's the part of the conversation you're going to catch this morning.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be confused. So just know that the 1st of July, things are going to be changing and changing for the better. It's a good thing. But for right now, you can drop off your recyclables every Tuesday. So today from 11 to 1, the first Saturday of the month. So that'll be rolling around in July. And then you can also drop off your debris appliances, bulky items, furniture every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2. And then I might also mention that go to the city's website. They have a new website. It's very user-friendly, and it has an option where we as community citizens, if we see something on a curb or something that looks like it needs to be picked up, you can go and make a citizen report anonymously and just say, hey, you know, I think I see a couch at the corner of 11th and Maple, and it might need to be picked up, and then they make sure that they tell the sanitation crew and they get it on their list. So just a few things to help keep our community looking nice and beautiful so that we set the tone for people when they're coming into Independence, whether they're here for the summer months just visiting family, friends, or vacationing in Independence, or maybe thinking about starting up a business. We want to always have our best foot forward.
Of course, and it's still technically spring, so good to still get a chance of spring cleaning.
That's right. That's right. Get everything cleaned up out of the garage, out of the attic, and I guess into the landfill, unfortunately, but or recycle. That's even
right.
Better. So I was out at Little House on the Prairie. I was out there yesterday, actually. I was dropping off some brochures to them. And if you have never, have you been out, James?
It's been a while. I'm kind of waiting until my nephews get out here because I want to take them out there for
okay.
their first time.
Yes.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, my goodness. You have to go out. Yes, they will enjoy it. When I pulled up, there was a family on the back side of the gift store having a picnic out on the prairie. And yesterday was really nice. But when I went in, I was looking at the book. People sign in when they come in and visit. And there were people there while I was there from Minnesota, Wisconsin. I just missed some people from Kentucky that were there. And so they're coming in from all over, and they're just, maybe they're even just driving through Kansas, but they're making sure that they detour off a little bit to hit the Little House on the Prairie site. Many of them are going to all of them across the nation.
Okay.
But many of them are just making sure that they take in all the sites as they're going from point A to point B.
Sure.
And so it's really nice. So they have the replica log cabin. They have the school, the one-room schoolhouse. They have the post office. They have the area where they dug the hand-dug well. And then they have a gift store that's really nice. They have a lot of really interesting and nice merchandise out there. They've done a good job. So I think it's $5 to get in for adults, $3 for kids. They're open 7 days a week too. So that makes it very easy to be able to get out to Little House on the Prairie. So be thinking about that. I also asked if I told them we talk about this on the radio. I said, am I still right? You have mules and donkeys and the miniature ponies out there and you can still feed them. And they said, absolutely. So it's a lot of fun out on the prairie. So we talked about all of the free meals in the evenings, but we also have free lunches and breakfast for the following day during the summer months. So I'm going to give you the schedule that's for right now. It's going to change later on, but again, we don't want to get everybody confused. So we'll just talk about what's relevant for now. Free lunches and breakfast the following day for kids 1 to 18, so kids and teenagers from 12 to 12:45 Mondays through Thursdays now till June the 29th. So that'll take us up to the end of the month. And you can pick up these lunches and that breakfast at ICC West, which would be out at 2615 West Main. You can go to the public library at 220 East Maple, Eisenhower School, and that's the school K through 2. At 501 South Spruce, and then Independence Community College out on the South Campus at the Fab Lab. You can swing by there. So they have positioned all of those pickup sites to make it easy for everybody in the community to walk or bicycle or have a short drive to pick up those lunches and, again, breakfast for the following morning. So completely free. Make sure you take advantage of that. If I say something on the air and somebody just catches part of it, they can always give us a call at 331-1890 and we'll finish the conversation
sure.
if they have some questions. the aquatic center's open. So when your nephew, did you say your nephew?
Yeah, the nephews. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When they come, you're going to have to take them to either Coffeeville's or Independence or wow them with the fact that we have two within about 20 miles of each other. So lots of fun things are happening at the Aquatic Center. Another affordable thing for kids to do during the summer, keeping them busy, maybe keeping them off of their cell phones or their gaming systems.
Yeah, get them outside.
Get them outside. Get some vitamin D and some exercise. And the pool is open Saturdays through Wednesdays from 1 to 6, Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And as I mentioned, it's $4 and children 2 and under are free. But to make an even more affordable option, you can get in half price Monday through Wednesday from 4 to close, and Thursdays and Fridays, it's family night. $5 gets in a family of 5. If you have 6 with you, it's an extra dollar. So lots of affordable fun at the Aquatic Center. Once, I don't know, I wonder if that water's warm yet.
Well, they had to close the pool in, it was I can't remember where it was, but yesterday, maybe it was Noat or something like that.
Okay.
They had to close it just because it was too cold yesterday, but it's back open today.
Okay.
I saw. So yeah, some places they're having it's just a little bit too chilly, but we'll get there. I mean, we're supposed to get to the hundreds here before too long. So.
That's right. It'll feel like bath water after a while.
Keep it cold.
Yeah. Mid-Continent bands tonight, so that's another fun thing that you'll need to go check out in Independence some evening. But Mid-Continent band, they've been playing, the band has for well over 100 years. I don't think they have any of the OG players in the band, but but there's a lot of really talented people that play every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock in the Hilly Band Shell. Concerts are free, and they will continue throughout the summer months. I did not go, but I'm hoping I get to go this weekend and next weekend to the Independence Children's Summer Theater. We have a very strong theater following and programming in Independence, and a lot of talented kids and adults, and a lot of a strong volunteer base for parents that are willing to make sure that this theater happens for the kids. So this weekend, June the 16th through the 18th, is Disney's Jungle Book. It's the kids' version. And then June the 23rd through the 25th is Sister Act Junior. These performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock in the evening at the William Inch Theater. And then on Sunday, they have a 2 o'clock matinee. And it's worth the cost of admission and really good performances. And if you want a seat, you better get there early because they will sell out. It's a very well-attended and well-put-on play. They had the play this last weekend. The next two are musicals. And I just want to give a shout-out to all the parents and probably grandparents that are either doing costuming or makeup or hair or just crowd control during the daytime while these kids are on stage practicing getting these performances ready. We have Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministries in Independence, and they're doing a rummage sale as part of their fundraising. So it's this weekend, Saturday, June the 17th at 307 West Pecan from 8 to 1. So maybe somebody else's, what is the saying? Their trash is your treasure.
Yeah.
So go get some treasures and help them raise money for Home Sweet Home so they can continue to maintain and support those homes that provide shelter to those in need in our community. Farmers Market's going well. So Farmers Market is every Saturday from 7:30 to 11, and then every Thursday afternoon from 5 to 7. And I actually misspoke because it's not just a Farmers Market. It's a Farmers and Makers Market.
Yeah, yes. It's on your sign there.
Yeah. So lots of produce coming out of the garden, lots of baked goods, all kinds of great things to eat and cook with. And then a lot of really talented artisans are there with their creations and their artwork and their handiwork. So be sure and check out the Farmers and Makers Market. It's right behind Annie Mae's. So get there early for the best selection again this Saturday, 11 to 7, and then Thursday from 5 to 7. So we have the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, And they're actually raising money for a big capital campaign. They were the ones who were handling the parking at the airstrip attack.
Okay.
So they were out there from sunup to late afternoon collecting money to support the museum. And one of the things that the museum has to offer right now is the 69th annual Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit. And it's on display starting next Friday, the 23rd through July the 6th. And you'll want to check that out because there's a lot of really nice artwork that will be on display. The museum's open every Tuesday through Saturday, I believe, from 10 to 4. And typically, I don't know, but typically the exhibits that are in the gallery area, they do not charge for. So
Okay. Possibly
there's not a fee. I can't be for sure about that. But you can check out the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center's Facebook page. So it's always good to go do that and like it. And then all of the information that they have about future exhibits and things happening will pop up on your feed. I think there later in July will be another Metal Arc Lounge. So again, like that Facebook page and then you won't miss out on anything that they have going on. We talked about the cash mob that Main Street had, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
probably closer to a month ago now. But we're going to have another one, and this one's going to be at noontime. The last one that we had was in the evening, and so just to make sure we make it available for everybody, we're going to have one Thursday, June the 15th. So that is actually, this week?
This week,
so,
yep. Yes. Just coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, so we'll be meeting at the C&B parking lot. That's the corner of Penn Avenue and Myrtle at noon. And then we'll be going to a surprise location and shopping. So here's what you do if you're going to do a cash mob. The retailer knows that they're going to be mobbed just so that they're prepared. So we don't surprise them. But we surprise everybody who's participating. So everybody just agrees to have at least $10 in their pocket, be willing to make a purchase at one of the local retail stores, and really just boost their revenue that day, really make the cash registers ring during a short period of time, just during the lunch hour. So again, that's going to be this Thursday, June the 15th, meet at the Community National Bank parking lot, and then Tabitha will tell us where we go and spend our $10.
So excellent.
Pretty affordable community support. Speaking of community support, we have another big event that's coming up this Friday. We're going to do a double ribbon cutting for two of our newest chamber members. So that would be Pete's and Subway.
Great.
Right there at the corner of 10th and Main. They've done a lot of work to both the inside and the outside of that building.
Yeah, it's looking real good.
Yes, it is. It is. And we appreciate not only their investment in the community, but the transition of Pete's from a jump start and the reopening of Subway. Very excited about that. And I was looking at Subway's Facebook page this morning, and they're going to be having lots of specials. I think they're giving away t-shirts as well to some of their first customers. And if you spend a certain amount of money, you get your name in for some drawings and things like that. So lots of grand opening things will be happening at Subway. And also, I was looking, Subway is now open from 7 in the morning until 10 at night.
Wow.
And they're offering breakfast. So
look at that.
If you're looking for something different to have, think about stopping at Subway. So the ribbon cutting is going to be this Friday at 11:30, and everybody is welcome. So we want to have a great showing. We want both those businesses to know that they are appreciated and that Independence supports them. So how many people do you think are listening to this radio spot, like on a typical...
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Thousands.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you have any way of breaking it down? Like, I'm just curious.
Uh-huh.
How many people are like listening in maybe the Independence area?
Oh, I mean, I wish I knew. that's the problem about...
Guess?
Oh, I have... The thing is... We don't get good ratings because, you know, no one cares about these markets. So, you know, we're in the Tulsa market. So we don't have any good numbers, unfortunately. But I mean, I'll just say 8 out of 10 people I run into probably listen to the show.
Okay. So. All right. So that's good to know. Yep. We're going to use some of that data. We'll just make up our own.
Yeah, that's right. We can just make it up.
Later
that sounds
on.
Good to me.
That's right. Thousands.
Yep, absolutely.
Glow in the Dark is going to be the end of the month, the fourth Friday, June the 30th, out at the miniature golf course at Riverside Park. Starts around 9 o'clock. The cost to play is $5. So now that thousands of people know about that, they better get some extra clubs because there will be a lot of people playing miniature golf at the end of this month. Always fun things happening out at Riverside Park and Zoo. Talk about affordable fun. You know, when we were talking about Little House on the Prairie, it's $5. You can go to the swimming pool for $4, but you can go pretty much to the park and the zoo for free. But if you really want to spend some money, you can spend $2 to play miniature golf, 50 cents to ride the train, so $2.50, and $2.55 will get you a couple spins on the carousel. So you, Independence is the place to be.
I'd say so. Yeah, inflation hasn't caught you yet.
That's right, and it won't either. So, We have a lot of things in Independence to be proud of, and a strong community support, a lot of volunteerism, and that's what makes Independence a great place to live. And in a few short days, it's hard to believe, but the 4th of July is going to be here.
It's sneaking up on us.
I know. So I invited a couple of in-studio guests. They're both friends of mine. I'm a member of the Rotary Club, and one of our guests, Fred Meyer, is the president of Rotary Club, and sitting next to me is former state representative of 11 or 12 years for District 11, and he's been raising the money single-handedly for our fireworks for 31 years. We were off air talking about, I mean, he's probably raised well over $300,000, probably closer to $400,000 all by himself. And as a Rotarian, we decided that Jim being a Rotarian, and then the Rotary Club decided that we would champion this, so he doesn't get to completely step away. He's just not feeling the pressure on his shoulders. We have to disseminate that out to the entire club. But it's time to raise money for the fireworks, and both these guys have some numbers of where we started, where we need to be, and how we're going to get there. So I'll let them tell the fireworks story.
Yeah. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you back on here.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. So, yeah, just give us, you know, so this is, I think, kind of unique because sometimes, you know, you have municipalities that maybe they budget for fireworks or that sort of thing, but this is pretty homegrown, right?
Well, it is. It started out for me in 1991 when I was on the city commission, and it was decided that the early 90s were not easy times because we had just come through another downturn, that they would not sponsor the fireworks, and so decided that we can't not have fireworks in a town named Independence, so took off and started a fundraising drive, and something it's continued on for 31 years. So it was a long fundraising drive, but so every year, and it's of course just like everything, it's that what it cost in 91 and what it cost in 2023 is quite different.
No, it's just money.
So. Yeah,
you know, that's what we say around here all the time.
Yeah,
but so you got involved then with just kind of leading this charge for the fundraising effort and that sort of thing. And I know the Community Foundation for Independence, right, is another organization that people can donate through, right?
Right, donate through that, and it really is fairly concentrated for the fact that. This, you probably start out in April and contract with the firework company that the find and the city contracts with, and then start the fundraising. And July the 4th comes around pretty fast after that, and it's over. And so Fred came and with the idea of Rotary kind of championing it this year, because I was looking to kind of step away from the solo activity, and so Fred has been a real champion as he has taken this task on.
Well, that's great. Yeah, Fred, you want to talk about maybe how you thought about, you know, getting involved and what the extent of your involvement is with this?
Well, as a member of Rotary, we're a service club, and we're there to serve the community. And when Jim indicated that, you know, it might be time to start looking at other places, I thought it was a natural fit. To be honest, several members of the club came to me and said, hey, I think this is something that we can champion. And so we, as president this year, I you know, that's a good idea. So we formed what we call a Firecracker Club, kind of a unique name. And so then we actually have almost all club members involved with it. We're out soliciting. We have different committees set up that are doing different parts of it. And it's gone pretty well so far. We're feeling pretty fortunate and hoping to meet our goal. Our goal is $20,250 for this year's show. And we're probably right at, there's money that comes in every day. So if I gave you a number, it'd just be, it'd be wrong. So I'm going to say it's right around 12,000 right now. And so we're pleased. We got 2 weeks to go, and this will help us. And especially if there's 1,000 people.
That's
listening.
Right.
So we would, you know, we think we got a good chance to meet the goal.
Yeah, everyone, you know, chip in a little bit because, I mean, heck, I'm just trying to think about the cost of fireworks to put it in a normal person perspective. I mean, a little bag will run you like $70 and it's gone within a few minutes. But you know, hey, if you want to participate and make this happen, I mean, just throw chipping in a few bucks of each of us, you know, throw that in, then we can all enjoy a really, you know, nice show.
It's a good program, or it's a good show. It's right around 20 minutes in length.
That's long.
Isn't that correct, Jim? It's right around 20 minutes. We're doing a little math, just playing around a little bit. And if we could get 320 people to donate $25, we could get right a close to $8,000. You know, divide that by two. If somebody would, you know, if you can get 160 people to write a check for 50, then see, we have a good chance to meet our goal, and that seems to be real reasonable. I think we can do that. We already have a whole slew of 50, 40. There's a $35 donation. There's several $25 donations, and so we have a good support from the community, and we just hope that it'll continue, and we'll be able to reach our goal of $20,250.
Well, that's great. And so I know there's several ways to give, but for the folks listening here this morning, can you run through some of those ways that people can send you the money?
Sure. I can tell you. Okay. So a lot of people will come to the Chamber of Commerce because everybody knows where the Chamber is located.
Easy.
So make your check payable to CFFI, which stands for Community Foundation for Independence. Down in the memo, you can put Fireworks Fund or just Fireworks. They'll get it to the right allocation at the foundation. And you can, as you mentioned, you can go to Community Foundation for Independence. It's actually CFFIndy.org. And when you pull up that website, you're going to see, I think Rotary is the second one down. They have all these little tabs for all of the different places that you can donate to within the community under the umbrella of the foundation. But Rotary and the Fireworks, I believe, is the second tab. You click it. It's very user-friendly. You can click a one-time donation. As Fred was mentioning, if it's $25 or $50 or $100, whatever you want to donate now, you can do an annual donation. You can make it be something that just automatically donates every year for you. You can break it up into increments. So go check that out. Again, it's very user-friendly and it's easy. And the other great thing about it too is once you're on the website for a broader purpose, look at the website and look at all of the different entities that need our support in the community. So once you've donated to the Fireworks, look at the other ones and give some thoughtful consideration to donating possibly to them throughout the year. As I think I said this, but you know, we just paid our taxes not too long ago, and I'm really trying to focus on giving.
Yes.
So that I don't have to write such a check, you know, and give to the IRS. It's more fun to give
to
your
local. Oh yeah, they don't need it.
Your local your local your groups and support your community.
And since it is going through the Community Foundation for Independence, that will be tax deductible.
It is.
And
it's a 501c3.
And they send you that information, which is nice.
So yes, you
have
thank
your record.
You for saying that, because they do. They're very efficient. They will send you a receipt so that you have that in your for your tax reporting, and also you will get a thank you note from the Independence Rotary Club expressing our appreciation for being a part of a community-wide effort.
Excellent. So we really want people to make those donations, no matter how small they are. And I assume, do you bring in an outside company to come and put the show on? How does that actually work? Kind of curious.
Well, we do. We use a fireworks company, Rainbow Fireworks, from Inman, Kansas. And they put on a number of shows around the state and in Oklahoma. And actually, for the last, including this year, the shooter shoots a show in Tulsa on July 3rd and then comes to Independence and shoots the show on July the 4th. And he's told me the last couple years with the arrangement and the size of the shells and different that we get, because there's a Class A and a Class B fireworks, and these are the big ones. So they're the Class A that get up, and we go everything from a 3-inch to an 8-inch shell.
Oh my.
And so on it, he tells me that he feels the show is just as good or better than the one that he is able to shoot in Tulsa. So, and he's done a fantastic job these last several years. So arrange with the fireworks company, the get it contracted with through the approval of the city commission, and then we start raising money. And each year I always have asked for, give me a bid of the same amount of money as we spent last year, or the same number of shells as we shot last year. And of course, to shoot the same number of shells, it's more expensive than what you did. But the Rotary this year opted to stay, you know, on their fundraising effort with the same number of shells, and last year's ending was spectacular.
Oh, that's great.
So, oh, that's great.
So,
great.
And just so don't forget, I mean, of course, the show is July the 4th, but it's it'll start at 9:30, and as Fred said, it runs in the 20 to 22-minute range, and we do have Indy 102.9 does have a soundtrack that goes with the show, and so that comes on with a countdown about 9:29:35 and counts it down to the first shell in the air.
Great. And so for the folks like me who are new to the area, what's the best place to view the fireworks from?
Well, the good thing on this show, they're shot on the north end of Kitty Land in Independence, so the north end of Riverside Park. And so you can actually view the show. You can't go inside the stadium to view it, but you can set all around the park and watch it. You can set, there's lots of people that park along Penn Avenue, and a lot of people at the high school, which is at 10th and Oak. Both of those parking lots, a lot of times, will be full with people that to put their chairs out and watch the show there. So the good thing, there's because of the size of the shells and as the height that they'll get up, you can watch from a lot of places remote from the park if you don't want to fight the traffic or whatever, or you can go in the park and there's plenty of areas to set your chairs out and get a great view of the show.
And, excellent.
And so it's always, I mean, for me, I like fireworks, so this is a perfect time of year, and it's kind of nice to be able to just sit outside and watch and listen, and sometimes feel the booms from the fireworks.
There's really nothing more American than fireworks, I will say.
That's
so,
right.
You know, that is really great. So
I might also mention that Jim was talking about what a great spot the Riverside Park is to watch the fireworks. Mid-Continent Band plays a concert prior to the fireworks. So they'll play at 7 o'clock, wrap up about 8 o'clock, and then you can hang out with your family and then enjoy the fireworks at 9:30, as he mentioned. And then I also might remind everyone that you cannot shoot off fireworks in the park area. So it makes it kind of nice so that you don't have to worry as you're driving through or anything to be watching for fireworks shooting off or bottle rockets going over your head. So sure. no fireworks in the park and the zoo area, but lots of great places to watch the presentation.
Absolutely.
And I certainly have a big thank you to the Rotary Club for taking this on, and Fred and the excellent organization that he's put into it to get us to where we are right now.
You know, there's in Independence, we're fortunate enough to have Neil Walla in October, when it brings the whole community together. And then there's the 4th of July. And if you drive, as been mentioned, if you drive up and down Penn Street, or you go down 10th Street and you see the parking lots full of people and their kids, and they have snacks and, you know, in a sense, tailgate. That's, you know, Independence is, we celebrate the independence of the United States on July 4th. And so what a better place and what a better opportunity than to be able to experience that with a great fireworks show.
Hey, well said. And, you know, it might seem like a lot, but hey, this is our freedom we're celebrating here. You can't put a price on that. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, everyone here, you know, working hard to make this happen, because it doesn't just organize itself. So once again, stop by the chamber, donate. Lisa will answer any of your questions about how you can send just a little bit of money the way and enjoy a show that, you know, that we've paid for here. So this is going to be great. So I wish you best of luck with the fundraiser, and I really appreciate you coming on here this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Anything else, Lisa, we need to hit on before y'all head out?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, just donate for the fireworks. So. Yeah. All righty. Well, everyone, appreciate you coming by. Mr. Jim Kelly, Fred Meyer, and, of course, Lisa Wilson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back to Open Line right after the news here, right around 9:10 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.